of the man about it, because we couldn't hang on any longer with sheep, and it's really a life-saving move for us.
Harry Glasson from Greenlaw Station near Yarraka. He was one of 17 successful cluster fence applicants out of a total of 36 applications that were submitted to the Remote Area Planning and Development Board. The 17 successful clusters will get a share in the $5.25 million of state and federal government funding. Now, that funding will partially cover the cost of fencing materials, up to $2,700 per kilometre. Rapid Chairman Rob Chandler says more than 1.18 million hectares will be protected from wild dogs in the Barcoo, Blackall Tambo, Barcaldine and Longreach Shire Council areas.
Just on the 17 successful clusters, we can sort of probably expect sheep numbers to rise by about a quarter of a million, from 260,000 to nearly 500,000.
Grazier Harry Glasson says the fence will allow his family to stay in sheep.
Well, it'll mean that our sheep numbers will be able to be increased. Like, we've only got a couple of thousand left, and my thought is that you can't run sheep unless you're getting sort of above 80% of lambs, and we'll be able to increase production straight away, sort of thing, and be able to maintain it so long as we get the moisture.
What would you like to get your sheep numbers back to?
I would reckon if we can get 7,000 would be a nice number.
What are you running at the moment?
Two and a half, I think we've got all up with bugger all lambs, yep.
How long do you expect it to take before you see the results in lambs and things like that?
Well, I once the fence is fenced up, providing we get moisture, this is proper sheep country, and I reckon we could, like, we've only got breeders left pretty well, and we can sort of nearly double our numbers, especially the first couple of lambings, and we've got plenty of room, and hopefully get enough feed, and sort of it'll be, once the fence up, it won't be instant production because we've still got to get the dogs out. And, yeah, that'll be a reasonable process to get the dogs out and get the fence up and everybody working together.
Getting the big green tick against a cluster fence, Sunday night, having a bit of rain on the roof, how are you feeling about what's ahead of you in your business?
Just to look forward to making a few bob instead of the what we've been facing with the dogs, and yeah, getting in and being in control of your destiny, that's what I really like about it, and I know it's going to be a big thing to keep it maintained and keep the peace. It's going to be hard, but you've got to feel sorry for the people that missed out, because it's going to be really tough for them, and that's what I've always said about cluster fencing. If you're lucky to get in, you're on easy street. If you're out, you're just about buggered in sheep country.
Harry Glasson from Greenlaw Station near Yarraka, who has been successful in attracting cluster fencing funding. But not everyone was a winner. Sandy Williams from Rutherford near Ilfracombe says he's disappointed that his cluster missed out on this first round of funding. But he says he's hopeful more money will become available soon.
Oh, it is disappointing. It's very disappointing. I thought we had a pretty good application in. We're a group of 300% sheep producers, but we didn't make the grade this time. We're disappointed, as a number of other people are. Someone has to miss out, I guess. We were one of the ones that missed out on this occasion. Hopefully, down the track, there may be some more funds to be allocated, Lydia, really.
What would a fence do for your property?
A fence would just give us a bit of security, Lydia, or a lot of security. As it stands now, with no fence, we really not in position to probably buy back in any more sheep or start restocking or going forward when it does rain, because you're not going to go and pay $100 a sheep for them to be attacked by dogs. So really we just got to sit and wait, and hopefully some more funds come through.
You said that you're hoping for more funds. What's your message to the state government? I mean, they're the ones with the funding sitting there.
My message to the state government would be that we need this money to be rolled out pretty quickly, because people haven't really got much more time to wait to get fences up. They need to move forward with their business. You can't do anything until you get a fence up, really. You know, we're just sitting waiting. And to get the stimulus going for these areas, we need fences up, sheep here, shearers to be employed, crutches, musterers, landmarkers, all those sort of people moving and working again put some stimulus into the areas. That I thought was the whole idea of this money being allocated.